This week on Windows, we're all about tips, tricks, and a sweet new Windows 10 mobile device. You're watching This Week on Windows. This week on Windows, we're all about the newest devices, great gaming, and helping you get more done. So let's dive on in. This week was a big one for the Skype teams, as they brought a new feature to Skype Preview for Windows 10 users. Now Skype allows Windows 10 mobile users to send SMS and MMS messages directly from a Windows 10 PC. Plus, you can view and respond directly from your PC. No need to reach for your phone. Nice. For more on this update, check out the Windows blog at blogs.windows.com.
Yo, I got our ticket out of here. Rumor is this guy is sitting on at least 300K. Boom!
In the mood for some bone-chilling terror? Check out director Sam Raimi's nightmare come to life that could literally leave you breathless. Don't Breathe is available now in the movies and TV section of the Windows Store, 3 weeks before Blu-ray. Hey, I've got a riddle. What is two cameras, runs Windows 10 Mobile, and supports Windows Continuum? Well, this lovely device, of course. It's called the Alcatel Idol 4S, and it's designed to pair high-end design with performance. From the stunning 5.5-inch full HD AMOLED display to the low-light camera and wide-angle front-facing camera, this phone will help you take everything from panoramics to selfies. And with its feature-rich software, including Windows Continuum, which lets your phone power a desktop-like experience, this Windows 10 mobile device is ready to go from the living room to the boardroom and back again. The Alcatel Idol 4S is available now at T-Mobile. Now, for the latest in Xbox and Windows 10 gaming, let's throw it to Larry Herb, Xbox Live's Major Nelson.
Thanks, Shatanya. This week was a big one for Xbox and Windows 10 gaming, starting with big news from a massive gaming franchise. Call of Duty Infinite Warfare is available now for the first time in the Windows Store, delivering three unique game modes, campaign, multiplayer, and zombies. This legendary first-person shooter blazes a new space-age trail, bringing the vaunted franchise to zero-gravity action. Best of all, Infinite Warfare is an Xbox Live-enabled game, allowing you to earn achievements and stay connected with your Xbox community through the Xbox app. Check out Call of Duty Infinite Warfare now in the Windows Store. Next up, Forza fans on Windows 10 can now experience new content with the launch of the Forza Motorsport 6 Apex Premium Edition. This edition includes a new track bringing the Legend of Nürburgring to the game. Check out the Premium Edition either as a standalone bundle purchase or as a paid upgrade for current Apex players, now in the Windows Store. Plus, now is a great time to check out Forza Horizon 3. Simply search for Forza Horizon 3 in the Windows Store and check out the free demo of this top racing title available now. Finally, enter the fractured psyche of Bruce Wayne in the first chapter of the Telltale Batman series available now in the Windows Store. In this gritty and violent new story from the award-winning creators of The Walking Dead, your actions and choices will determine the fate of Batman in this all-new series. Check out Batman, a Telltale game series available now in the Windows Store. The Start Menu. We all use it, but did you know there are some great tricks to getting the most out of your Start Menu? First, consider organizing your Start Menu. Easily pin or unpin apps by dragging and dropping an app from the list or by right-clicking and selecting Pin to Start. After that, you can click and drag to move apps around or right-click the app to resize. You can also put your apps into groups. Simply drag and drop an app on the Start menu to create a name and a new group of apps. Live tiles will even surface updates so you can stay up to speed without having to open the app. Looking to change your Start menu colors? Head to Settings, then Personalization, then Colors to choose a new color for all your tiles. Finally, personalize your app list by going to Settings, then Personalization, then Start, and choosing Show Most Used Apps or Show Recently Added Apps.
Well, that's our show for this week. Make sure to keep it right here each and every week. I'm Chaitanya, and thanks for watching This Week on Windows.